This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. A Lowell man who spent three decades in prison is now completely vindicated. A judge today formally exonerated Victor Rosario from any responsibility for a 1982 fire that killed eight people. WBUR's Deborah Becker has his story.
The hearing lasted just about 2 minutes. A judge formally cleared 60-year-old Victor Rosario. Rosario says he's processing the enormity of what happened.
Mentally, I know that it's over, and I thank God for that. But at the same time, in the emotional part, you know, I think they're going to take a long time for me and say, I'm free.
Rosario says the biggest change for him after today's hearing is that he'll be able to speak freely.
It's an amazing to see, you know, 32 years of my life go away and never had the opportunity to truly come out and say how I feel. Because everything you can say, you can use it and guess you, you know, and sometimes it's better you keep your mouth shut.
Rosario's conviction in the fatal fire was based mainly on inspectors determining that the fire was intentionally set and on a written confession that Rosario now says he signed because he was under the influence of drugs and alcohol and did not understand English.
I don't know the English language in that time. And even today, it's still hard for me even to speak the English language.
Rosario was released from prison 3 years ago after the state Supreme Judicial Court upheld a ruling and ordered a new trial. The lower court judge said there were questions about his confession and about the fire investigation techniques used decades ago. On Friday, Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan issued a statement saying she would not pursue a new trial. The statement says, after, quote, the passage of time and its impact upon the evidence, we have concluded that we cannot sustain our high burden of proof.
They didn't want to admit that we had won this case.
Andrea Peterson is one of Rosario's lawyers.
They could have reaped a lot of benefit if they had looked at this case and said, what happened in 1982 was not evil or wrong. It was because of what the law was at that time. It was because of what firefighters believed at that time. And since then, in the 35 years since then, we've learned that the evidence was not correct.
While in prison, Rosario became an ordained minister, and he now works at the Tremont Temple Baptist Church and lives with his wife, Beverly Rosario. She waited decades for her husband to be released.
For me, it was, you know, just something you do for somebody you love, you do it every day. But it was an enormous amount of time when I look back on it.
Beverly Rosario says the experience did not make her bitter, but has inspired her to help others and help reform the criminal justice system.
There's lots of people in prison that are innocent. And so that whole idea of working towards making that one less person, some way that the system will recognize that people aren't throwaway.
Victor Rosario also says he's not bitter. He'll soon start operating a house for prisoners to help them transition back to society. He also says he'll try to draw attention to wrongful convictions and the amount of time it takes prosecutors to resolve cases.
You know, every time you come into the court, who's paid for that? The taxes. And knowing that you're doing wrong and continue doing wrong, let me close my mouth.
He's still going to close your mouth.
He can be using it against me, you know. He can be using it against me, you know.
The Innocence Program in the State Public Defender's Office helped secure Rosario's release. He's the eighth prisoner that the program helped release in Massachusetts in the past 4 years. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.